This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Many people care about jobs more than they care about, quote, the economy in the abstract. But in about an hour and a half, government statisticians give an assessment of both the May employment report. The consensus of forecasters expect another pretty good steady-as-you-go performance, 225,000 new jobs created, unemployment sticking at 5.4%, perhaps. But we can't rule out surprises. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, any teenagers who are following the employment stats might just decide to get up a bit earlier in the morning and apply for that summer job this year.
For teenagers, summer job prospects are better than they've been in years. The Dairy Queen near my house in Portland, Oregon is hiring. It's across the street from a high school, and manager Chris Mooneyham says some of the students who come to eat have summer applications in.
We probably hire three or four good people, about 25 to 30 hours a week.
What does it pay?
Starts at minimum wage. Once you're trained, you get up to 50 cents, a dollar an hour raise.
The teen unemployment rate is down from 27% in the recession to around 17% today. But, says Valerie Wilson at the Economic Policy Institute, there are still challenges.
There's much less federal investment in youth employment programs, so it is almost entirely upon the private sector to provide summer employment opportunities.
Also, fewer teens than ever are trying to work. They do summer school or internships, and older people are still taking a lot of part-time and seasonal jobs typically done by teens because they need the work. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.